That was the Charlie Daniels Band with The Legend of Woolly Swamp. That's off of Full Moon from 1980. The Pat Travers Band with Dust and Bone off of Can Do from 2013. Harry Nilsson with I'd Rather Be Dead off of Son of Schmilson from 72. Coven with Black Sabbath off of Witchcraft Destroys Minds, 1969. And then like 2 years later, they did One Tin Soldier for the Billy Jack movie. So go figure. Before Coven, Black Widow with Come to the Sabbath. That is off of Sacrifice from 1970. And we started that set off way back when with Mr. Russ Ballard, the Argent guitarist. He gave us Halloween. And that is off the Winning album from 1976. And my friends, that brings us to the end of the 2017 Halloween Spook Travaganza. I have one song to leave you with, and then Bubbles in the Think Tank takes over. Bye!
At 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:05, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach. It's all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-tongued daring you since 1990. And I don't know why, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right about now, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. This year, we have done more all radio obituary episodes of the show than any year ever before. Because normally we say, no, we only get one of those a year. This year, I don't know what happened. We'll be finding out very soon, of course, thanks to our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, exactly how many radio obituaries we've done in this radio obituary year beginning November 1st of 2016 going through tonight. Tonight ends the radio obituary year. And we've done at least four all obit shows this year. That's a lot. That's a lot. This might even be five. I don't know. But here we are, trying to jam as many stiffs into the end of this year as possible. We'll get creative, and because it's all about people who died, it must be a Halloween show. It's all I can figure. So yes, it's all radio obituaries, and you know what that means. That means you, the listener, you should get ready to be polled by our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell, Jr. He's going to poll you real good to find out which of the radio obituaries of this year you want to hear retrospected in the radio obituary retrospective coming up on, what is that? That's November 24th. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It'll be a blast, I'm sure, as it always is. He is working very closely with our said director of minutia, Bob Cohen, on getting that poll together to give it to you. So just you be ready for that. And how could you be anything but ready for that? Especially after an all-obit show tonight. So, our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, he did sign off on this all-radio obituary show because it does make a lot of work for him. But he handles it just fine. So hopefully somebody's been making a list, and maybe even something from tonight will make it onto the list of obits that people might like to hear again very soon. Very soon. Anyway, let's get this thing started because, boy, do we have stuff to do. And, of course, we do have to get right out of here at 1 o'clock because another radio show, yes, that's the title, will be on after us. So let's do what we always do and start by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Then let's thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything he does for the obits all year long. Our initial radio obituary tonight is for Emu Lehtinen, a record dealer in Helsinki, Finland, and founder and chief executive officer of the record store Digilis Music. My favorite story about the store is that one day he got a call from someone in Eastern Finland asking if the store had any records by the French singer Joe Dassin. And by coincidence, he had just gotten a bag that had a CD by the artist. So Emu told the caller that he'd mail them the CD free of charge. And later he got an email thanking him in which the man told him that he ran a sheep farm and in gratitude, the firstborn lamb of that spring would be named after the record store. And then he sent a photo of the lamb. Emu Lehtinen just passed away at 80. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, God bless the fuck out of everybody, but especially the record store owners. us their shrines and sell us the records, and we listen to the records, to the records, to the records. Finally things, acetate things, well, you know, things that go round and round. Records are good, oh yes they are good, I say, oh I say, they are good, 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 good. I listened to one, it was beautiful. My mind exploded with beauty. How can this be so beautiful? And it's in this fucking room. What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm sorry for all of the records I stole. I guess I feel bad, you know, I know it's not right. Day in and day out, filching left, filching there, hundreds and thousands of hot little discs, all free, yes, so free, like a bird in the tree with a ski on its knee in line waiting to pee. Records and records and stores full of them, and shrines for the shamans and prophets and charlatans. And how dearly I love you, how deeply I love, like a groove in a record with a hole worn through by a needle from above.
I get the new records as soon.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Al Hurricane, the American singer-songwriter dubbed the Godfather of New Mexico music. He released more than 30 albums, best known for his contributions to New Mexico's unique style of Spanish music. I got to see him once while I was living down there. It was pretty much something else. It was a lot of fun. Al Hurricane just passed away at 81. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
As I write this lonely letter, I wonder if you think of me, and if the love we share together. There's a thousand miles between us, and I need you by my side. And if I didn't have your letter, I'd more than likely lose my mind. Ooh, I love you.
Not having a good night already, are we? We'll fix that in post. Bob Cohen, remind me of that. us regroup and go to our next radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank for Larry Ray, the founding guitarist of the long-running Detroit psych rock and power pop band Outrageous Cherry. I don't know what his age was, but he did just pass away. So it is the next radio obituary for Larry Ray right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Around, but I know when she leaves, my head hangs down. Is it
Things are happening already here at Bubbles in the Think Tank as we move on to the cleanup radio obituary. Already. For George Young, the British-Australian musician, songwriter, and record producer, best known as the founding member of the Easy Beats. Yay, Easy Beats. Also founding member of Flash in the Pan, half of the songwriting and production duo Vanda and Young with his longtime musical collaborator Harry Vanda. That's who he co-wrote the big monster hit Friday on My Mind with. With whom he co-wrote the big monster hit Friday on My Mind. George Young just passed away at 70. I'm supposed to tell you that the Easy Beats are the best, but you listen to Bubbles in the Think Tank, so you probably already know that. Because you've been hanging around with us for a while, very possibly. By the way, I want to thank everybody for hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and enjoying this all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford going into the cleanup radio obituary for George Young.
I get a funny feeling, makes me feel so high. I get it in the morning, getting out of my head. I need to start knocking, getting dizzy in my head. I get it in the evening when I come home. The same old funny feeling when we're all alone. I get a funny feeling, baby, up and down my spine, baby. I get a funny feeling, baby, all because of you. I get a funny feeling to my fingertips. I get a funny feeling up to my brain. I get a funny feeling when I kiss him again. I get it when I see you walking down the street. I get it when I see it every time we meet. I get it when I'm dreaming about something nice. I get it when I hold you, make me feel like I'd. I get a funny feeling, baby, up and down my spine, baby. Because of you. Down my spine.
Hey, hey, hey. It's kind of sad, but that's what I be. Hey, hey, hey. I don't have nothing but the clothes on my back. Hey, hey, hey. I do my sleeping in an old brown sack.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. This is Still Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're working through an all-radio obituary episode tonight. But it's the scariest thing we could do. On to the radio obituary for Sean Hughes, the British-born Irish stand-up comedian. He was also a writer and actor, starring in his own Channel 4 TV show called Sean Show. And he was also a regular team captain on the BBC Two musical panel game called Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Sean Hughes just passed away at 51. This is the radio obituary for him. That's right. Take that right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I go to the occasional parties just to remind myself why I hate parties, like, you know? Like, because there's all these kind of rules when you go to a party, like, don't be the first to arrive, like, you know? If you think, hi, hi, oh, no one here. Hi there. And men can't dance either, as I think I've just proved, yeah? No, that's a generalization, actually, because some men can't dance. I meant to say Jason Donovan can't dance or something. Because, like it's uncool to arrive first at the party, so you kind of go, right, the party's on at 8:30. Okay, I get there around 29 minutes to. Should be someone else there before me. And you kind of, you walk around the block a couple of times, just sussing it out, thinking, and then you hide in the bushes, like, you know. God, not many people there yet. Oh, hi, you gone to the party as well? Yeah? Well, there seems to be quite a few people outside, but there's not many in yet, is there? Well, fuck, I'm throwing this party, aren't I? Come on in, everybody, got the key. And I'm at the party, and I like to be the moody one at the party. I know it's a bit, you know, a horrible thing to do, but I like to be the moody one. And it really annoys me when there's someone else being moody before you, like, you know. You kind of get to the party, you know, thanks very much for inviting me, I'll just be over at the corner. Are you going to be there long? Because I want to be the moody one. I want to look cool in the corner, like, you know. And you're not looking cool in the corner. People are saying, who's that wanker dressed in black there? You go, I don't hang out with you people. And I'm always there, like, leaning against some corner, and you're usually drunk by the end of the night, and you're kind of thinking, God, this party's terrible, isn't it? But the lighting's absolutely fantastic. And it was me leaning against a light switch for half an hour. Like, they've really spent a lot of money on this one. It's really clever. So you get there and you start dancing as well. As I say, like, I can't dance. Like, you know, like most men, you kind of, you count, you don't dance, you kind of go, did I move that 2 or 3 times? Hey, I think I'll try the pelvis now. Oh, jeez, my kidneys are all over the place, man. And drinking as well. Like, you end up drinking a lot at a party. And, like, I recently gave up drinking to find out what my personality is like, and I haven't got one, actually. Could you go to the bar and say, I'll have a soft drink, please? Right, what do we normally talk about? Jeez, what do we normally talk about, like? Because even like bus stop conversations, like, even still, like, people kind of go up to it and say, "God, rainy day, isn't it? We live in a rainy climate. Is that a big surprise?" People might as well just go, "Hey, two legs." Oh, two arms as well, yeah. Oh, head. Jeez. Rainy day, isn't it? And if you ask someone at the bus stop, have you been waiting for a bus long? Apparently that means, could you please tell me your life story and spare me no details whatsoever. Appreciate that, yeah. Yeah. Tell us about your Auntie Florrie again. That was really exciting. Thank you. I don't know how we could answer that, but so you're at the party, and, like, you know when you have it, you know your body has told you can't drink anymore, like, you know, you're just going to throw up or something. And then my mind always goes, tequila! So you're in the back and going, tequila slammer, please. How much is that? £3. No problem. It's a little treat. I'll have another one of those, please, and get that salt ready over here. Oh, boy, that's really gone straight to me clothes. Then you're a little bit looser at the party, and then, like, you kind of, you hear a song and you go, oh, I like this one. And you realise it's Michael Jackson's new song. And you've made that fatal mistake of, not that you like this one, it's that you know this one. Common mistake. Oh, shit, I'm dancing to Michael Jackson. I'll just slowly die. There you go. And I guess at that desperate state then, when there is no drink left at the party, and I tell you where they always hide the drink, in the toilet cistern. Always look in there. I keep mine in there anyway, like, even if I'm not having a party. Like, you know when people are that desperate for a drink, they start sucking the tequila off your jacket, like, come here, Sean. Have you got any salt? Ooh, great. And so I'm at this party, and I'm like, of course, if a lot of people get together over here to have a good time, there has to be a fight. I don't know what it is, but there has to be a fight. Everyone kind of goes, hey, we're having a great time. I think I'll start a fight. But, like, you know when you're in a bar, and it does happen, like, it's that old cliche of, like, when someone says, what are you staring at? You're kind of, someone who's going to beat the shit out of me for no reason, maybe? my killer. And I hate that as well, like, because you have these men with double standards, and if you're with a woman in a pub and she sees him, she goes, look at that hairy bastard over there. He'll go, what did you say? Oh, I didn't say anything, actually. She did. Well, I don't hit women. Well, that's big of you, isn't it? What about effeminate men? Can we twist it?